Good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Chatting with me today is Mayor for the Town of Sutton, Robert Benoit, about the town's recently released survey to gather the opinions on the various options proposed within the framework of the Dream Sutton Project, Village Core Establishing a Comprehensive Plan. All right, so Mr. Benoit, the Town of Sutton is launching a new survey for its citizens within the framework of the Dream Sutton Project, Village Core Establishing a Comprehensive Plan. So can you just please start off by explaining what the Dream Sutton Project was for our listeners?
Yeah, because the survey came just after 9 months of works that have been done by the city and a consultant. What has been done is that we met 430 people face-to-face, spending not a couple of minutes, but sometimes hours with people at the museum and in meetings, talking about different topics that concern the cities and the citizen, namely Main Street, Maple Street, the Philtex, what do we do with Philtex, what do we do with John Sleet, what kind of community services do we want, what kind of walking paths do we want, what kind of special projects that people came up with. So we took everything up, and the idea was to have a comprehensive plan for the core of the city. That's the idea, and not to look at it specifically one by one, but taking it more and a more comprehensive view, so that we have a global plan. Because sometimes, and a lot of times, if you take one project, it has an impact on the other projects. So we cannot look at it, you know, specifically or one to one.
Okay. Now, what sort of issues or projects did the town council consult citizens on through the Dream Sutton Project? I know that there was like an interactive exhibition
at the museum.
Yes.
Well, this fall.
This fall.
In October and November, I spent Saturdays and Sundays from 2 to 4 at the museum, talking with people. That's where I met a lot of those citizens to talk about those projects.
Okay. Now that you've launched a survey, so what does this survey look like exactly, and what is the purpose of this survey?
Right. So as I said, we met 430 people. We have a beautiful document that is available online, also in French, but it's everything that has been said during those 9 months. So there is a 56-page document on the process and the results of the consultation. So what we wanted is that for us, 430 people was not enough. We wanted to have, you know, people that didn't come also to the exhibitions and people who have ideas. So that's why we wanted to have as much as possible people that would fill in a survey. So we're pretty happy about the results at this point in time, because we think that people, what I hear is that people are very interested in giving their inputs. So the survey is for different options, and different options, like I'll give you a simple very simple example. Main Street, we asked people, do we want to remove all the parking spaces in between the two railroads crossing and replace them somewhere else? Obviously, do we want to have more trees on the major road? Do we want a bike path to for security reasons? So we want to reduce the speed. So those are very important, because at the same time, we're discussing with the Ministry of Transportation, because they're going to redo Main Street within 2 years.
Okay.
And we want to be able to say to them, well, look at the results of what the survey told us about the design of Main Road. And because the Ministry of Transportation, let's not forget, they are the owners of the road. It's not the city, because this is a highway to the United States. So this is a provincial road. The province will pay only for resurfacing the asphalt, but if we want to improve the conditions or whatever, the city will have to pay. So we'll have to negotiate, you know, to do the works at the same time and come to an agreement. So it will help us tremendously in terms of negotiations with the Ministry of Transportation.
From what I understood from the press release when I was going over it before our interview, the survey will focus on like 7 different elements, kind of like what you were discussing at the interactive exhibition over the weekends during the fall, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. One of the topics is, what do we do with the Philtex site? We have the Christmas market this year. People were very enthusiastic about the fact that they discovered the place, you know. And this is a place where one of the options is to open up the road because there are dead ends. The depot road is a dead end. We want to go over the right of way of the Canadian Pacific Railroad because the city doesn't own 100% of that site, right? The CP owns about 30% of that site, so we are negotiating with them at this time to be able to go on their land to open up the depot street, the dead end street. Also, at the same time, the option is to have a parking space because there's not a lot of space left after the CP has taken a third of the land. So those are the options that we've asked people to give their opinions, their inputs.
Now, from my understanding, there's also a summary report in the survey on the consultations that were held between May and November of 2022.
That's the report I was mentioning. That is okay. The 56-page report that is available also, right, with the survey.
Okay.
So people have a feel of what has been said during the 9 months, plus the survey. So we're going to come up in February with the results of the survey that will be integrated in the report. And so it'll give, but this is not the end of Dream Sutton, it's just the start. Because, you know, we'll have more inputs from the citizens, but at the same time, we have a lot of work to do, a lot of studies to be made, let's say for a public space. Public space, there's severally, we mentioned there's at least two places for the public place. So we will have probably more studies and pictures of the pictures and the cost of allocation of those public spaces. So people will have a say in saying which site is the best.
Is there anything in that summary report that came out of these consultations that you wanted to highlight that you think would be important to mention in terms of the results from these?
The results for me, the most important result is the enthusiasm of citizens. Okay, I've been living here for 30 years, and it's the first time that citizens can give their input on not only one topic but on several topics. As you said, there's seven majors, and there was 47 questions. So people were enthusiastic about giving their own inputs, but also about their own projects, because some of the people had projects 15 years ago, projects that didn't go nowhere, and they come to say to us, well, look at this, we had a project 15 years ago, and look, this is a project that seems very interesting. Are you interested in looking at it? And we said, yes. Do you interested in studying it? Yeah, there's so many projects that people have that are really great projects, but cannot be done at the same time, obviously. But we'll try to schedule, you know, a 5-year, a 10-year plan so that we can work on those projects. A lot of those projects can be financed by the federal and provincial government. So obviously, we will need to finance them through these mechanisms. But it'll give us time, you know, to work with the citizens, and because I think our administration is really focused on citizens' participation. We want citizens to participate. We've asked them, you know, for urban regulations. We've asked them for short-term rentals. So we've got a lot of input from citizens, and we'll just follow up during the next 2 years at least.
Now, you mentioned how in February that you were going to be presenting the results. So what will happen after the survey is concluded on December 31st? You'll show the results, and then how will the town proceed from there?
First step, and we announced that in the budget, in our 3-year plan for investments, we said that given in 2023, next year, we'll work on the field tax option.
Okay.
So this is the first, it's easier one, probably, because what has come out of the consultation, not the survey, but the consultation, is that the option of about a parking space, a place where we can have sanitary, also we can have washrooms for tourists during the springtime or summer or fall, especially when people come in and they don't know where to go. So we will have pretty decent sanitary. So those are the projects that we have at this point in time that needs to be approved by council, obviously. But at least this is a project that we can do easily in 2023. The year after, we'll look at a public space. So next year in 2023, we'll study different options, and in terms of engineering, in terms of architecture, in terms of cost, financial. So and then we can consult people in 2023 about this to be done in 2024. So you see, I mean, we'll start kicking the ball so that it's going to roll year after year.
Yeah, so you're just kind of taking one project at a time and trying to integrate it into the community the way that people want it.
Yeah, because, you know, we've presented at the budget. If we look at only the roads, the maintenance, and all, some of the special projects, we're thinking about $50 million investment within 3 years. So that's a lot of money for a small town like us. So we'll have to make choices, obviously, and decisions about that. But the debt level of Sutton is way, way under the average for the citizens in the Grand Mississauga area, and way, way under compared to the Quebec debt. So we have room to make up for debt, because we underfinance, we underrealize projects that we need to do right now. And that's the bad news, because if we had done the street, we're going to do Western North next year. And if we had done it about 2 or 3 years ago, we would have spent $2 million. Now in our budget, it's $5
million.
And everything has gone up. Construction costs have gone up by 40% just this year. The cost of the goods have gone up. So this is one area where we thought, you know, not to make decisions cost a lot of money. People think that they save money by not doing that, but if you just take 2 or 3 years or 5 years time to do it, it's going to cost much more.
From what I'm understanding, Dream Sutton also has an online platform, right? There's like,
yes,
a website?
Absolutely. It's dreamsutton.ca. People can go and write in their comments and all. And everything is there. And we have also in that platform, we'll have the short-term rental that is there also. We've received lots of comments. In fact, we're going to have 130 pages, somewhat, 114, I think, pages of comments that will be put online, and we'll answer them, and we'll have information meetings in January at the beginning of the year. So it is an interactive platform that people can write their opinions.
Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about Dream Sutton or the survey that you think would be important for people to know.
I want to reiterate to people that it's important for us to get their opinion. It's not a vote. Absolutely, it's not a vote. We've even said that people over 15 can put in their ideas. In fact, we have meetings with the school children of 5th and 6th grade, which is 11 to 12 years old, and they have lots of good ideas, constructive ideas about the city they want to live in.
Yeah.
So it's an honor system. People can fill in the questionnaire, the survey, and we will take, obviously, if we can get to, let's say, my dream personal is to have 1,000 people filling it. So that would be great, because we're 4,500 permanent, 8,000 total residents. So I think if we could get to the magic number of 1,000, it would be great.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.